All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Time to slip a car review in. Richard, I was able to drive a 2024 Buick, which is a name I grew up with because I worked in a Buick dealership for a very long time, and Vista Sport Touring. So this is a new car from Buick, 1.2-liter turbo engine, 6-speed automatic transmission, and this car specs out at about $30,000, $29,000 and some change, so under $30,000. And this is one of their higher-end models of this particular car. Very well apportioned, by the way. I think the only complaint that I've got, and it's not a complaint because I know it is what it is, and I pretty much knew, you know, what this car would be priced at and so on. It's more of a small SUV, but still plenty of room inside and very nicely done, I might add, as far as all of that is concerned. Infotainment, seating, the whole nine yards. Yes, you can tell you're in a smaller vehicle, but for a lot of people, Richard, this thing would work extremely well. Plenty of room in the back seat, plenty of storage space, if you would, in the back. It's a really good-looking car. In fact, I wish this car was made in a little larger version because it's a really, really, I'll just say it's sexy-looking SUV. It really is. They've done a great job. 1.2-liter turbo, though, I will say at our elevation, even with the turbo engine, a little underpowered, although I say that with air quotes because for the majority of people, Richard, it's probably more than enough.
Yeah, that's usually the problem that we have to sort of, we have to put the asterisk here, right? And even if you see other reviewers at altitude or our, especially at our altitude, we have to sort of put the caveat that for most people, it's probably okay that even at our altitude, right? Because, you know, how much do you really need to, you know,
not much. My only complaint on that is there's times where you're trying to pull into traffic, there's a lot going on, you really, you know, you have no choice, you got to get up to speed quickly. Not all of our on-ramps are super long here in the Denver area. We have some short on-ramps at times, and depending upon what traffic's doing, you got to get up to that 65-70 mile an hour mark pretty fast, and this car struggles a little bit in that area.
And I can understand that, and I can semi-appreciate it, like you say. But at the same time, that it looks like fuel economy, though, as a result of that.
Oh, I averaged over 30 miles to the gallon in town. I mean, literally, I drove everywhere in this thing and used up a tank, and I think I had to put, I don't know, 4 or 5 gallons in it was all when it was all said and done, Richard, you know, with all the driving I did. And I had a busy week this last week. So, yeah, not complaining about that at all. This is a very economical car to own and very luxurious at the same time for the money.
I was going to say, for the money, Dad, and it does not, I will say this, I looked it up when you first were telling me about it and looked it up again. It does not look like a car that you can get for between,
nope,
you know, the low 20s, depending on how you configure it, and, you know, kind of the one that you've got, right, you know, right around that 30 mark, which, again, folks, I think the average price of a vehicle, Dave, Dad, is closer to
mid-50s.
A new vehicle.
Mid-50s, yes.
So to get a, I'll call it this, a compact SUV where you can still get 4 full-size adults in it, you know, kind of a little bit roomier there, you know, maybe not a ton of cargo, but you can still move people around, Dad, for $30,000 or less and get 30 miles to the gallon, that's really, really hard to do.
Absolutely. No, this is a great car for those of you listening that are looking for really something that's out of the ordinary in that size with a really good price tag. This is a car that, again, I got lots of compliments. This car looks really, really good. And if you didn't notice the tri-badge, which is the Buick emblem from back in the day. If you didn't notice the tri-badge on the front, you really wouldn't know this is a Buick. And the old saying, and I don't think they use it anymore, but this isn't your father's Buick anymore. I mean, the reality is, no, it's not. This is a very sporty-looking car, very good-looking, and will literally, Richard, I'll just tell people straight up, this car will not disappoint. If you get an opportunity to get behind the wheel, I would highly suggest you do so. Again, the 2024 Buick Envista Sport Touring Edition is what we drove. Go check that out at your local Buick dealership. Let them know that John and Richard Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.